The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
I want to talk to you today about exposing darkness. Now, we're in a time of the year in the United States, I suppose all over the world, where darkness seems to be promoted everywhere you look. You can look on to the left, to the right, you watch TV. I was even watching cartoons with my grandsons the other day, and almost all the cartoons was talking about some kind of satanic thing because Halloween was coming up. They have all these Halloween things going on. Now, I want to say, what I'm about to say to you this morning is it seems that we're on a roll this morning trying to offend people. So I'm just want to let you know that some of the things that I'm about to share with you probably will offend some of you. I hope it doesn't get to you to the point that it would cause you to stop coming to Bethel Worship Center. Because my goal here is not to offend, it's to enlighten. It's to show you, it's to move you in a direction of realizing that some of the things that we take on as tradition in our families are not godly. And I know this for sure, that when you step on people's traditions, you make some people mad. There's no doubt about it. You get upset when tradition is stomped on. But tradition sometimes leads us away from God rather than to God. Yeah. Tradition sometimes causes us just to go through the motions of doing things rather than realizing what it is that we're doing. Yes, sir. And I do believe this, that you will not hear this message in 95% of the churches in the United States of America. Most of the TV evangelists don't touch it. Because they're afraid to. They're going to lose their support. Now, there are a few very brave men that will stand up and talk about the things that I'm talking about this morning. Exposing the darkness that is in our land. Exposing the kind of worship that is going on a regular basis to other gods and saying it's being done in the name of Jesus. Do you realize that's the same thing that the people in biblical Old Testament times in Israel were doing? They were worshiping other gods, setting up idols all over the place. They had these groves and idol worshiping places that they went to. And then they said as they went, we're going to worship Jehovah. We're going to worship Yahweh. We're going to worship our God. And in reality, they were worshiping demons. Demonic forces. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Sometimes we open the door for the enemy to come into our lives because of the things that we're doing and the things we play with. We're petting. We're petting the sweaty things. You know? You don't have to sweat the petty things unless you pet the sweaty things. Amen? I don't know if I could say that again. But when you play games with the enemy, you open the door to the enemy. And when you allow certain people to speak into your life that have no spiritual authority, godly spiritual authority, but they have demonic spiritual authority, and you take what they say as being enlightenment, you're in trouble. And that's happening all over our world today. Everywhere we look. All right. Ephesians 5:8 says this, for ye are sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Don't let the darkness overtake you. Don't walk in the darkness. Come out of the darkness, people of God, and be the light Stop allowing the enemy to deceive you, because he truly is a deceptive being. He knows how to deceive. He knows how to deceive you. He knows how to tempt you. He knows how to use you and manipulate you. He is a powerful being. And if it's not for the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, we would all be damned along with him. But we have a greater one that lives in us. I believe without a doubt that the Church of Jesus Christ is to blame for some of the apostasy that is going on in our nation today, because we've not taken a hard stand against the demonic forces of hell and the ungodly teachings that have crept in. We're allowing New Age teachings to come out of the pulpits today. And we're standing around clapping and saying, "Oh, hallelujah, that feels good." Of course, it feels good. But we're not to operate by feelings. We're to operate by the Spirit of God that lives inside of us. And he's convicting us that, hey, maybe that's that feel-good stuff's not all that it's cracked up to be. In most of the pulpits in the church, in our nation, people are being made to feel good about their sin instead of convicted about their sin. Seems pretty harsh, doesn't it? I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I believe in this area and all over our nation, there are a lot of godly men and women who are preaching the truth, sharing the true gospel of Jesus Christ. But there are a lot that are not. And it's always been that way. Amen? So we have to keep promoting the light, lifting up the light. It's the light that we're about. I think part of the problem is there's a lot of confusion about what darkness is. And the reason for that is that we have swallowed hook, line, and sinker the teaching of moral relativism. That what is right for you may not be right for me. What you think is convicting may not necessarily convict me. And there's a thread of truth in that. But the reality is, what they have done, they have taught us that we can all worship God and live according to our own personal convictions rather than the conviction that is brought from hearing the Word of God and the Holy Spirit speaking to you. I'm not getting a lot of amens this morning. Let me tell you where we've come in our nation. 20 years ago, the most quoted Bible verse in the United States was John 3:16. We all know that, you know. And that was everywhere you went, out on the street. John 3:16 was the scripture that everybody seemed to know. Today, it's Matthew 7:1. You know what it says? Judge not, lest you be judged. I've had relatives say that to me when I talk about such things as adultery, homosexuality, the promiscuity that's going on. Oh, judge not, lest you be judged. They take that scripture completely out of context because they have no idea what it's really saying. And they try to use it on you. Don't let them do that. Because that scripture is saying, judge people only by the same standard that you're willing to be judged by. I'm willing to be judged by that book, the Bible, the Word of God, the Word of the living God. I am willing to be judged by that. It can be a harsh judgment. But it's the one thing that is constant in our world. It's the one thing that is strong. It's the one thing that we can plant our feet on and know that no matter how much shaking goes on around us, we're going to be solid.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
It's the Word of God. Amen. So, yes, As believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to judge one another. Now listen, it doesn't do me any good to judge the world. I can tell them what the Word of God says. You repent and you're saved. But we are to judge one another. We're to look at each other's lives and say, look, is this lining up with the Word of God? And we're not to condemn each other. We're to draw people back into the fellowship, in the body, so that we can recognize that there are certain behaviors in the body of Christ that are not acceptable. There are certain lifestyles in the body of Christ that are not acceptable. There are certain things that we do that we used to do are not acceptable any longer today in our life. We're redeemed. We're cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We don't have to live that way anymore. Look, I can go drink as much as I want to. I don't want to. I can smoke as much dope as I want to. I can't smoke as much as Tammy, but I can. I know. I just had to say that. Yeah, I know. I don't want to. I don't need to yet. I repent. Hallelujah. We can do anything. We have freedom in Christ. We can do anything. But we want to please the Lord. And there are certain standards that He has set and the expectations that He has for His people. Live. We have them in the Word of God. That's my job, is to teach you and to train you based on the Word of God how you're supposed to live. As believers. Not to condemn you. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm trying to pull you out of the muck and the mire that this world has placed you in. You're slowly sinking. And unless you allow the redeeming power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you to pull you out of that, you're going to go down. I don't care how much you confess Christ. It takes a lifestyle change. It takes truly following what Jesus Christ said. It takes knowing that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you love me, He said, do my commandments. Do what I said. Fulfill them. All right. I'm going to get started on this. I don't know how far I'm going with it, but we're going to jump right into this thing, because we're going to talk about a cult practice that seems to be alive and well in our nation today. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Look at verse 9. Now this is the commandment that was given to the children of Israel before they were to go into the land and take the land. These are the things that were forbidden for them to be involved with. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. Abomination is a detestable thing. God hates it. It's more than just a sin. It's a hated sin. God will not overlook it. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or sorcerers, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God for these nations which you will dispossess. Listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord God has not appointed such for you. And He is speaking to you this morning. He has not appointed such for you. Soothsayers, palm readers, astrology, all these things are alive. Everything pointed out in this scripture is alive and well today in our society. They're all being practiced. They're being practiced with other names. Sometimes they're not it's not the same name that is being used in the scripture, but it's still the same kind of practice. It's an occult practice, and it's designed for the purpose of being able to look into the future or hear from the spirit world without going through the living God. And receiving from Him. God gave us gifts in the 1 Corinthians. And He teaches us the gifts of the Spirit. And some of those gifts are prophecy and words of wisdom, words of knowledge, wonderful things that God will speak directly to people's lives and encourage us. And yet, Christians still go outside of the realm of God's power to try to seek supernatural power in other ways. Fortune tellers. Astrology. All these secular things that are going on. And how many have heard of Scientology? Just about everybody. There's a bunch of celebrities that are involved with Scientology. There's a whole list. Let me give you some names, see if you all have heard of these people. Christy Alley, Tom Cruise, John Travolta and his wife Kelly Preston. How about this one? Some of you may not know this one. Greta Van Susteren. Yeah. Demi Moore. That's just a few of the celebrities that are following L. Ron Hubbard's teachings of Dianetics, and they call it the Church of Scientology. What it is a false religion. And it's designed to deceive the masses of people. Those celebrities are being horribly deceived by these things. But it's a feel-good religion because it's supposedly to give you the ability and the power to be able to be more successful and accomplish greater things in your life. Outside of the power of the living God. I believe God wants that same thing for you. He wants you to recognize that who you are and that you have power to rise above every circumstance in your life to be somebody for Him. I believe that. But it's taught differently in Scientology. It's a part of the New Age movement. How many have heard of the New Age movement? Come on, we've all heard of that, right? It is. It's a part of the New Age movement that's taking our nation and our world in a direction toward the New World Order. And the New World Order is knocking at our front door right now. Everywhere you look, everywhere you listen to politicians, they're talking about the New World Order. You listen to celebrities and leaders. They're talking about the New World Order, how we need to usher in the New World Order. Well, I'll tell you something. It's not a New World Order. It's an Old World Order. It's the same order that was established by the early followers of Satan, the Luciferians, who tried to build a tower to God to reach to heaven. Nimrod was their leader. It's that same order that's trying to take authority in the earth today. And the only way it's ever going to be thwarted or at least held at bay is for believers in Jesus Christ to rise up and take their rightful place. Amen. But we're living in dangerous times right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've got a big God. I've got a bigger God than the New World Order. My God is well able to provide, to take care of, to meet the needs of His people. But we've got to draw close to Him. Let me read this to you. The gospel according to the New Age movement, it is an expansive idea centered around the birth of the new world consciousness as a religion of monism. All is one. New Agers hope to accomplish what the builders of the Tower of Babel failed to do, unify the masses of the world under a single religious umbrella and also establish a one world government, if you don't know that that's part of their plan. This is a plan that's been in the works for centuries and centuries. Satan has always wanted to take this earth that God gave to mankind and have complete rule over it. Do you not know he's the God of this world? God established mankind on the face of this earth to rule over this earth. And Satan's trying to usurp our power. He was able to do it until Jesus came. When Jesus came and took back the keys from death and hell and gave back authority to those who would follow the ways of Almighty God. Therefore, we're locked in an extreme battle. It's a supernatural battle that is all around us. And unless we get hold of the reality of this battle and the truth of it, we're going to perish because we're not operating according to the power of God that is available to us today. It's greater than anything that we see. And the enemy is all around us. He's trying to take us down. He's trying to destroy. He's trying to make inroads. He wants in this church and he wants to establish a stronghold in this church to stop the things that God is doing. And it's not this church, it's every church, every organization that has any godly principles established. He's doing a pretty good job with our nation right now. Yes. And he has been for a long, long time. Listen, just because a person calls themselves Christian doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians. Many people disregard the scriptures and ignore the warnings that God has established. There's a lot of other celebrities that are off the course, and yet they claim to be Christian. There's a couple that I'm going to mention this morning that follow a guy by the name of Eckhart Tolle. Anybody heard of him? Nope. Well, if you've watched Oprah Winfrey at all, you would have heard of him because she promotes him. Eckhart Tolle is a New Ager. He's a guru of sorts to celebrities. Jim Carrey also supports Eckhart Tolle. His teachings are, from his perspective, New Age, but they're not old age. They're Buddhist teachings is what they are. And those people who call themselves Christians and then believe that God, that everyone has their own God, cannot be Christian because we serve a living God, a one God, not a pantheistic belief system. He is one God. Our God. Let me give you a quote from Oprah. One of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live. There are many paths to what you call God. Does that sound like a Christian to you? None that I know of. Now, it may be a Christian, but it's not a disciple of Christ. They're serving a different Christ. Now, I'm going to try to be as fair to Oprah as I can. I have heard recently there's some rumors going around that maybe she really has made a commitment to Jesus Christ. I don't know if that's true. If it is true, I will say this. She will denounce all these teachings that she has promoted on her programs. And she will stand up for Jesus. Amen. I just believe that that's the way a Christian would handle the situation. Paul did. Paul went around killing Christians. He had a Damascus Road experience, and guess what? He became one of them. Wow. I believe that can happen to her, absolutely. Maybe it has. I hope so. All I know is that the things that have been taught from her program have deceived millions and millions of people. Not just Oprah. You know, I'm not picking on her. There's a lot of celebrities that are being deceived and they're promoting ungodliness. In these scriptures that I just read, it is very clear God wants us to abstain from these satanic ideas and promotions. According to a famous witch by the name of Sybil Leek, there are over 10 million Americans practicing some sort of or some form of witchcraft. She said, the only thing I can figure out is that many Christians don't believe the Word of God. They must not. Because some of these people call themselves or believe that they are Christians. The warning is very clear from what I just read. Stay away from these things. Calling these things acceptable and harmless doesn't make them okay. You can call an apple an orange all day long. Doesn't make it an orange. I can park myself in a garage. Call myself a car. Make car noises. Woom, woom, woom. Doesn't make me a car. Makes me stupid, crazy. And the same thing applies to Christians who play around with the things that are of the enemy or people who call themselves Christian. You've got to live the life and stay away from the enemy. Don't play games with him. Amen. All right. Let's just talk a little bit. Let me give you a definition of the occult. Occultism is the doctrine and the study of or the belief in the supernatural and communicating with it as forbidden by God's word. What I just read to you. Occult from the Latin, occultus means secret, hidden, special knowledge and practice. It is comprised of three basic categories: divination, magic, sorcery, spiritism. And the Bible forbids God's people to be involved in any of these things. And all throughout the United States, these things are widely practiced. And during this time of year, during Halloween, it is practiced more than any other time of the year. Second thing I want to share with you, that ignorance is not an excuse. Hosea 4:6 tells us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." It is very clear that just because we don't know, it's our own fault that we don't know. We're supposed to know because we have the Word of God to teach us and train us. And like I said earlier, I blame clergy. I blame pastors, apostles, prophets, and teachers for some of this ignorance because we've stayed away from the things that would possibly offend people instead of force-feeding it to those who need to have it. We've cowered back. I've been afraid to share these things. I mean, it's not pleasant. I got to tell you this. I've been sharing this for years now, and it's not pleasant. Every year I dread this time of year to have to share these things. Because I know some people go out of this place, or if they hear this on our message on iPod, they think I'm crazy. Because I'm tromping on their traditions. Yeah. And it hurts people to have your traditions tromped on. But this is reality. This is real. God said we perish for lack of knowledge. Many people begin to get involved with these things when they're young because of ignorance. Let me tell you a story about a good little girl that went to Sunday school. This good little girl went to Sunday school just about every Sunday. And she heard about God, heard all the stories. She was taught some good things, but they left some things out. They didn't teach her about the spirit world. They didn't teach her about the things that were abomination to God. So this good little girl, when she got together with her friends, she would sometimes have seances. And they would play with the things of darkness. Now, I know this is a good little girl because it happens to be my wife. And she told me the stories of the things that they would do. Not because they were trying to be rebellious to God. They had not been taught the truth. And that's the way that many people get involved in the occult practices is when they're young and they're ignorant. Because we're not teaching our children the truth from the Word of God. I can tell you this, praise God that the truth is going forth into your children from this church. I know that for a fact. They're being taught these things. They're being taught what to stay away from and what to covet, what to draw close to, draw nigh to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's been a phenomenal interest, and it's kind of died down a little bit, but these things are still very much being promoted, and that is the Harry Potter books and movies. And it's trapping young people. People are being deceived by these things. In fact, when those movies and the books were at their heyday, the interest in occult practice and young people contacting websites that promoted witchcraft was incredibly high. It was just off the charts. They said they were being contacted so much that they couldn't keep up with all the people that wanted to know about witchcraft. Wow. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we had that same kind of revival in the Church of Jesus Christ? Hey, man, where every church website was just being bombarded by people who wanted to know about Jesus. Well, the Church of Jesus Christ has become so docile that it doesn't make any difference to people anymore. They don't expect anything from Jesus. They're expecting something from witchcraft because they're promising them that they're going to come in contact with the supernatural. The Church of Jesus Christ today says, just come to a quaint little service and we'll make you feel good. Right. That's not the God I serve. Right. The God I serve is supernatural. Yes. The God I serve speaks words of wisdom into people's lives. The God I serve touches people and heals their bodies. The God I serve sets people from demonic forces and sets them free. It causes the chains to drop off. That's the God I serve. And that's the God I promote. I want people to know that there is a living God and that you can have a change in your life. And those forces of hell, if you've played around with the demonic, with the supernatural forces of hell, you can have those things broken from your life right now in Jesus' name. Through the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. What a good God we serve. Ignorance is no excuse. Have no fellowship with darkness. Glory. How many of you in here are familiar with Wisteria? It's not very far from here. It's a campground organization that promotes the supernatural, the occult. They've been having retreats on this piece of property. It's not too far from here. It's 620 acres. It's in Harrisonville. They've been having events there for 30 years now, for Wiccans, pagans, shamans, druids, all kinds of eco-spiritualists gathering at least 4 times a year and sometimes a lot more than that. And they have huge crowds that come to these things. Because something's happening. You see, the reason people are not drawn to the Church of Jesus Christ is because nothing's happening. I want to tell you, something happened to me when I received Christ as my personal Savior. He changed me. I became a new creature in Christ. He took out that old stony heart and He put in a fleshly heart. He touched my life. There is supernatural power. And as I go through this Christian walk, He speaks to me on a regular basis. I hear His voice. I'm not crazy. You're not crazy when you hear God's voice. That's the way He designed it. He said He would come and live in us. There is supernatural power available to God's people, but we have to walk in it. We have to believe it. That's the problem. We're not believing it. We find it easier to believe in the things of Satan than we do in the things of God, than His power. It's time for the church to arise. Rise and recognize that we are a force to be reckoned with. Amen. Don't let anybody deceive you. Have no fellowship with darkness. Ephesians 5, verse 11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's one of the things that I want to share with you this morning. This time of year, thousands and thousands of Christians have fellowship with darkness by promoting and being involved with Halloween. This time of year, Christians play or have fellowship with the things of darkness. What we are doing is that I'm not trying to tell you that you're going to go to hell if you're involved with Halloween. What I'm trying to tell you is that you are taking your children into the enemy's playground. And you promote that kind of understanding and worship and acceptance of the supernatural things of the enemy. And then we bring them to church on Sunday school and tell them that God is wonderful and powerful. There's some confusion there, isn't there? Don't we get confused? Absolutely. Halloween originated as a pagan celebration for the occult by the ancient Celtic shamans. Their priests were called druids, and among other forbidden practices, they believed in human sacrifice to appease their gods. Stonehenge near Salisbury, England is a good example of that. They found over 300 burial sites right around that place, bones from sacrifices. Now, some people would say to me, well, Pastor, isn't All Saints Eve, isn't that a Christian? Well, the Catholic Church certainly tried to move All Saints Eve from May to October the 31st, 30th, so that people would begin to supposedly worship God, but I have problems with All Saints Eve as well. I mean, we're not worshiping saints, are we? We're all saints. So here's what I want to say to you. I know that people would say, well, you know, Christmas is a pagan holiday. I agree, it is. It was established on a pagan holiday, absolutely. But look at the way we celebrate it. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. I think we have good, solid Christian understanding of what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating the Roman God. We're not. Easter is the same thing. It was established on Ashtar, the goddess of fertility. Some of you are looking at me like this is the first time you've ever heard this stuff. This is real. This is history. It's all pagan stuff. But of course, And you know, there are a lot of pagan. I've not had my children involved in any of the pagan practices of Easter. I'm not telling you that if you had an Easter egg that you're going to go to hell. But what, you know, silly stuff anyhow. I'm just telling you the background of all these things. But here's what I want you to understand. When it comes to Halloween, there isn't any way to make it light and good. Everything that we do during this time of year is all about darkness and about the kingdom of darkness. Right. Instead of about light and about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is a practice that is destroying people because it causes us to be desensitized to the reality that the enemy is real and he wants to destroy people's lives. I challenge you to look closely at any of the celebrations of Halloween and point something out that is Christ-like. Show me anything. According to former witch and Satanist Doreen Irvin, Halloween is one of the high holidays of the occult world. They believe their power is greatest on this night. If Christians simply disregard the unchristian aspects of such practices as merely fantasy or superstition, and then we encourage our children to participate in, I think we're running the risk of communicating a mixed message to them. We're telling them that Christ is real and things of the enemy are real, but we're not really taking serious the spiritual battle that is being waged all around us. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we're supposed to take the enemy seriously. Doreen said this. She said that as a former Satanist, I believe that the Christian church is uninformed to the demonic forces that are released and used to attack people during this time of year. Every act of Halloween in honor of false gods, which are spirits in the realm of Satan, takes place during this time of year. By the way, Doreen was delivered from 47 demons after her practice in the occult. Both witches and pagans across the land count this evening as their high point on their wretched calendars. Now here's the thing. It's crazy, but it's true. In our elementary schools, during Christmas, our children, in many places, not so much in our area, I thank God for that, but in many places, our children are forbidden to speak about Christ. Sometimes even to draw pictures of Jesus. Easter's the same way. But when it comes to Halloween, they sometimes spend a whole month teaching about demons and ghosts and demonic forces. There's a problem in our land. It's time for us to rise up. Rise up. Rise up as believers. Don't allow your children to participate in that stuff in the public school. You have the right to say, no, my child will not be involved with any of that. Now, I'm not telling you to be cruel about it. I'm telling you to exercise your rights as a citizen of the United States while you still have them. Hallelujah. Believers, I believe that this whole thing is not just merely an influence in our nation. I believe it's an invasion in our nation. And all these things, they just add to it. Harry Potter, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Charmed, Angel, Hellboy. Some of you watch that, I'm sure. Vampire Diaries. I'm going to really step on some people's toes now. That stuff, it's teaching the occult. Whether you believe it or not, that's exactly what it's doing. It's teaching you to accept the demonic forces of hell into your life. Stand against it. Any of these things that teach that demonic forces can be tamed and become your friend is deceiving you. I think all these things are symptoms that our nation is entrenched in the occult. Ephesians 5:11 says, tells us again, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We need to flee from these things. It means that we should not associate with such things. We should not share with, be connected with these things. And really, this particular word that is being used here, it carries the connotation that you can be involved with it and not necessarily agree with it. So you can play games with the devil and not necessarily agree that it's the devil. That's real deception. And that's what's happening. Here's what I want you to understand. I've got all kinds of quotes from witches and people involved in the occult, but I'm not going to bore you with all that stuff. I'm just going to tell you that they laugh at Christians, particularly at this time of year when we participate in their holiday. They think it's funny that they have deceived us so much that we actively involve our children in the worship of Satan and demonic forces. Here's what I am going to tell you this one. A witch by the name of Brian Jordan was interviewed, and he quoted, this is his quote, "Christians don't realize it, but they're celebrating our holiday with us, and we like it." Now I want to tell you something that I read about a couple weeks, I think it was last year, I put it in this message. It's gotten so crazy that I read this article about this person who's involved with the occult, and she does palm reading. But what she has started doing is that she feels that she can become more in tune with the spiritual forces if she reads people's butts. I had to laugh, man. That's how crazy, that's how far out there it becomes. Things are nuts. I couldn't get over it. You see, they don't participate in our holidays. Do you realize that? They don't participate in the worship of Jesus or the celebration of his birth or celebration of his resurrection. They would have nothing to do with us. Do you think that they would have bumper stickers on their vehicles that says Jesus is the reason for the season? No, they wouldn't do that. Or put a nativity scene in their front yard. Or rent the Christmas story and watch it on video. Now, if they're really involved with the occult, they don't do those things. Listen to Christmas carols on CDs. But listen, this time of year, millions of Christians do exactly that.
That's right.
Halloween. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Playing with the occult is dangerous. And even more than dangerous, according to the Word of God, it is an abomination, a detestable thing to our living God. Stand with me. In Galatians chapter 5, there is a list of things that keep people out of God's kingdom. In the occult, and practicing it is one of them. You can't tell me the Halloween movies, TV programs, games that promote the occult are all just harmless fun and games. They're not. They're playing with fire. I'm trying to help you this morning. Listen, some of you come up here for prayer and you ask God to deliver you, and you get something from God, and then you go back home and you get entrenched in the occult again by watching programs on TV or playing your silly games. I want you to be free, completely and totally free. I hope this is not a message that's condemned anybody. I hope it's been an enlightening message that has brought you to the realization that the enemy is real and he wants to divide and conquer. He wants your soul. And if he can't get your soul, he'll make you miserable while you walk on the face of this earth. Yes. That's what he'll do. You don't have to be miserable. You can be free in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask our prayer warriors to come forward. Hallelujah. If you would also like to have prayer this morning for healing, come forward. We'll do that as well. Hallelujah. I want you to know I love you enough to tell you these things. God loves you enough to set you free. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I'm excited about sharing this message with you today. Our goal here at Bethel Worship Center is to use this tool to equip believers to walk in the abundant life Jesus promised. If you'd like to know more about the ministry or have a prayer request, please visit our website at bethelwc.org. Have a blessed day.